In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's gospel we find that a certain servant, having badly administered the affairs of his master, was found to owe him a debt of 10,000 talents. The master demanded payment, but the servant, falling down, said, "Have patience on me, and I will pay thee all." The master took pity on him and forgave him the entire debt. Now one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 pence, implored him to have patience likewise and promised to pay him the last farthing. But this wicked servant cast him into prison. And hearing of this act of cruelty to his fellow servant, the master sent for him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I have forgiven thee 10,000 talents, and for a debt of 100 pence, thou hast refused to show compassion also on thy fellow servant." He then delivered him to the torturers till he paid all the debts. Behold, in these words, a description of the sentence of eternal death, which is prepared for sinners. By dying in sin, they die debtors to God for all their iniquities, and being unable to make any satisfaction in the next life for their past sins, they remain now forever debtors to the divine justice and must suffer eternity in hell. The thought of eternity is great. It is the great thought, magna cogitatio, as St. Augustine called it. According to the holy doctor, St. Augustine, God has made us Christians and instructed us in the maxims of faith that we might think of eternity. We are Christians that we may always think of the world to come. This thought has driven from the world so many nobles of the earth and has made them renounce all their riches and shut themselves up in the monastic cloister, there to live in poverty and penance. This thought, eternity, has sent so many young men into caves and deserts and has animated so many martyrs to embrace torments and death in order to save their souls for eternity. "For," exclaims St. Paul, we do not have here below, a lasting city. We seek one that is to come." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. This earth, dearly beloved Christians, this earth is not our country. It is for us a place of passage through which we must soon pass to the house of eternity. "Man shall go into the house of his eternity." The Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 5. In this eternity, the house of the just, which is a palace of delights, is very different from the house of sinners, which is a dungeon of torments. And into one of these two houses, each of us must certainly go. Says St. Ambrose, "Into this or that eternity, I must fall." And where the soul shall first go, there shall she remain forever. If the tree fall to the south or to the north, in what place soever, there it shall lie. The Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 3. On what side does a tree fall when it is cut down? It falls on the side to which it already inclines. On what side, brethren, will you fall when death shall cut down the tree of your life? You will fall on the side to which you presently incline now. If you shall be found inclining to the south, that is, in favor with God, you shall be forever happy. But if you fall to the north, you will be forever miserable. There's no middle place. You must be forever happy in heaven or overwhelmed with despair in hell. We must all die, says St. Bernard, but we do not know which of the two eternities shall be our lot after death. Let us always, therefore, have eternity before our eyes. We certainly should not be so much attached to the world. He who fixes his thoughts on eternity, is not elated by prosperity nor dejected by adversity, because having nothing to desire in this world, he has nothing to fear. He desires only a happy eternity, and fears only a miserable eternity. So what of us? What of those of us who don't incline to the south, who don't incline presently in favor with God? St. Louis de Montfort once again reminds us that the surest path to heaven is to remain the ever faithful children of Mary, especially in the devout daily recitation of the Holy Rosary. And this saint affirms that this is just as valid for sinners as it is for the just. Are you presently in the miserable state of sin? Then call on Mary and ask her to deliver you, and say to her, Ave, which means, I greet thee with the most profound respect, thou who art without sin, and she will deliver you from the evil of your sins. Have you strayed from the path leading to heaven? Then call on Mary, for her name means Star of the Sea, the polar star which guides the ships of our souls during the voyage of this life. And she will guide you to the harbor of eternal salvation. Are you in sorrow? Are you in sorrow? Turn to Mary, for her name means also Sea of Bitterness, which has been filled with bitterness in this world, but which is now turned into the purest joy in heaven. And she will turn your sorrow into joy and your affliction into consolation. Have you lost the state of grace? Praise and honor the numberless graces with which God has filled the Blessed Virgin, and say to her, Thou art full of grace and filled with all the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and she will give you some of these graces. Are you alone, having lost God's protection? Pray to Mary and say, The Lord is with thee, in a nobler and more intimate way than he is with the saints and the just, because thou art one with him. He is thy son, and his flesh is thy flesh. Thou art united to the Lord because of thy perfect likeness to him, and by your mutual love, for thou art his mother. And then say to her, The three persons of the Godhead are with thee, because thou art the temple of the Blessed Trinity. And she will place you once more under the protection and the care of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.